Time now for all things Gators, all things orange and blue. Dan Hicken, Frank Frangie. What's up, Hick?
Frank, I'm doing great, and thank you to Southeast Orthopedic Specialists, the best in the Jacksonville area in orthopedic service, se-ortho.com, for all of your orthopedic needs.
Yeah, now let's start with Gator Hoop.
We're into Hoop. We transition to Hoop season now. Hoop.
Yeah, we'll go back to recruiting in a minute.
Oh,
let's
boy.
Go to Hoop.
Oh, dear.
You told me last week on our pod, though.
I did.
That Gators win one of the next two.
Yeah, they'll beat LSU Wednesday night.
Okay.
And then they're going to beat, I think it's South Carolina next, and they'll be 2-2.
Yeah, and I'm very confident that...
All's well. That, stop panicking.
Because they'll beat LSU. LSU's 14-1. Has already beaten Kentucky and Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, but you have no fear.
No fear at home?
Yeah.
With the crazies in there packed?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what are we going to have? 6,000-7,000 for that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel good about that. 60-59 against Auburn, but you can't let that team score. If they get in the 80s, we lose.
Look,
we're not winning.
Look, I thought this about the Auburn game, seriously. He's got a team that's got a toughness.
They fight.
They play hard. They're tough. He's got all that, and I applaud them for that.
Yeah.
You love the makeup of this team.
Yeah.
It's a coach's dream that you'll love these guys because of all that stuff.
Yeah.
They can't put the biscuit in the basket. And I think it's going to be a tough year. I hope you can win your bet, your 500 bet.
I don't like this attitude.
This has changed a lot from
December.
Well, no, listen, it's a long season. and in fairness to them.
We knew this was going to kind of happen.
And in fairness to them, Alabama and Auburn are both seriously really good.
Can you climb out of 0-3?
Yeah, you can.
That's the big question.
You can, because after 0-3, I don't think they're going to win Wednesday.
Yeah.
But after 0-3, assuming they get there, they then have winnable games.
Here's what's frustrating, though. You lose to Bama. Bama's a good team, but you lose at home.
Right.
Well, then Bama goes to Missouri and loses.
Correct.
So that's where, there's a lot of good. The SEC is really good this year.
And you're getting really good.
But Auburn and LSU are probably the creme de la creme of the really good.
Yeah, Auburn really looks like a Final Four team. I mean, they have Final Four. They were just there 2 years ago, but they have Final Four written all over them.
Unbelievable.
But Dan, you got to be able to shoot, man.
Or you got to get dirty.
Yeah.
Clearly the Auburn and LSU programs are as dirty as they come. And if you guys can live with that, that's fine. But maybe we got to get a little more dirty.
Myron Jones came in there as the shooter. He can't make anything.
I know.
Now, when the game gets way behind and he starts firing them up, then some go in. But who's going to make threes?
I don't know.
I mean, Appleby makes some, but
Philanderous. Philanderous Fleming.
So what do you think? I mean, as I watch these guys, I think they're going to start 0-3 in the league.
Okay.
9-6 and 0-3. But then I think it comes a litany of games they can win. The tough thing is, of all years
but
to get
you got
to
win those ones.
Yeah, right. Well, that's right.
You can't mess those up now. If you can't beat the good teams, you better beat the teams that aren't as good.
Yeah, and again, look. We saw the signs of it when Texas Southern came in there at 0-7 and gutted them.
Ooh.
When that happened, you're
that was
like,
a worry.
Yes, I mean when that happened, you're like, okay, whoa, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're asleep at the wheel and a mid-major comes and beats you at the buzzer, okay,
right?
They gutted them.
Winless
Texas Southern that outplayed them from the jump.
So you're worried.
I'm worried that they're. You know what? I still think they'll find their way into the tournament. I still think they'll find their way to those 9 wins you like.
Okay.
But it is not going to be easy.
No.
It's a tough year to get Auburn twice.
Yeah.
The way that thing falls. You always get Kentucky twice. Now, this year, you get to have Auburn twice.
Oh, boy.
You know, so, but you get Georgia twice, and you get some others.
Got LSU at home. Go get a signature win make a statement. Come out and play.
Now, that would change things.
Yeah.
Because if you beat them, then you're 10-5, 1-2 against a tough start.
Got to find a way to win that one.
Now, if you're 10-5, 1-2, and you've gone through by far the toughest part of your SEC schedule.
Right.
I mean, Alabama, Auburn, and LSU in succession, that's your tough. So you get to 10-5, 1-2. Okay. That's why Wednesday night, and we're doing this on Mondays, obviously, is a really big game.
Yeah. Big game.
Yeah. So I don't,
we'll try to find a dub.
You say you're going to win. What do they do, though? I mean, what else can you... Last year, at least I could scream about I'm not playing Omar Payne.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I could scream about this year.
Seems like they're doing the right things. I mean, I see sets where they run some nice plays out of timeouts. I like what they're... I just... they roll the dice on some... They lost a lot of kids. I still think they're a better team than they were last year. I think the transfers that came in are better than the transfers who left.
I do, too.
I think the challenge at Florida is to battle that expectation level of the fan base that... And we've talked about this a million times, so we don't have to harp on it. But I think how good of a program can Florida be? Well, Billy Donovan was arguably the greatest coach in the University of Florida sports history.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get him every day.
And, you know, here's my thought on that, how good can it be? I was thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
Basketball's different than football.
Correct, of course it is.
Because you don't need a lot of guys. I mean, if we were doing this talk show in Mobile or Montgomery, and 5 years ago you'd have said, how good could Auburn be?
Yeah.
I said, I don't know. Barkley was there. Yeah. And Person was there. Yeah. But they're never going to be anything. They'll make the tournament every now and then. Well, I think they're going to go to second. I think they're going to go to their second Final Four in 2 years, maybe. And I mean, if you go to the second Final Four in 3 years, well, then you've all of a sudden you're having a Billy Donovan like run. Now you didn't win the title. I mean,
you know what's interesting about Auburn too? And again, I'm not going to just harp on this, but you know what's interesting about the Auburn game? That place was packed.
It was packed.
And the students weren't in.
And they were loud.
They were loud.
Because he's done what Billy did. Now again, Pearl's great at that. Say what you want about Dirty and this. He's great about building it, getting the crowd excited.
Yeah.
But, I mean, basketball, you can be at Butler and almost win the national title.
Yeah.
You can be at Gonzaga and be one of the elite programs in America.
Yeah.
It's not like football where you have to be a blue blood. So if Florida gets the right guy in there, they can be great. The problem is it's hard to find the right guy.
Right.
And what happens, and we had this talk all last year.
All the time.
What happens when you have a good guy.
Right.
Who's a good coach.
Right.
But might not be the elite coach.
Right. It'll get you to the tournament every year.
Right. Do you keep firing him until you find the elite guy?
I don't know.
Or do you settle with, or you do what FSU did, realize you're not an elite program.
Right.
You got a coach who's going to build it.
Yeah.
Even though they're down this year, they've had some really good years.
Yes.
Do you stay with your guy and say, I trust him that one day he'll get there?
Yeah.
That's you and I. That's kind of you and I.
That's
think
where
that.
We are right now.
Yeah, but I don't think everybody else is.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting going forward, and I'm going to keep the faith here and pray for 9-9, 10-8.
You think they win Wednesday night?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Let's get to recruiting. What do you got for me? You're the recruiting beat reporter.
Well, I appreciate that honor. We've got a big 4-star linebacker coming in for a visit.
Yeah.
Billy Napier is going to sign some guys.
You just gonna ignore the Trevor Etienne? I'm not
gonna ignore it.
Okay,
happened this weekend.
I teed you up for that.
I was gonna get to
right
it.
By it.
I was gonna get to it. I mean, I'm not willing like our producer of the podcast to make it out like it's the greatest.
Man, he's not Herschel. Herschel. Probably not Herschel.
It's a big signing, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
that's probably some speed right there.
Probably not Herschel.
Okay, yeah. Producer here, getting all giddy about Trevor Etienne. Ironically, the name Trevor. In the ETN family kind of strikes me, considering who Travis played with. But that aside, that's a good get.
Yeah.
Because Louisiana, Clemson, you would think he'd be at one of those places, and he's not. He's coming to Florida. So a great get. Keep mine in Louisiana. He's got a ton of contacts out there, and that is a fertile ground.
Yeah, it is.
That's about as far as I need to go. If I hit Florida and Louisiana and Georgia, I'm happy.
Right.
You know.
Win, he's got to win Florida.
Yeah.
He's got to win IMG.
Yes.
He's got to win
South
Florida.
He's made some inroads there.
Yeah. So, I said what we said last week.
Yeah.
It's now the party you want to go to again.
Right.
Now we'll see what happens when the team plays, but it's now the party you want to go to again. I suddenly find myself thinking this second signing day might be pretty good. See, here's the deal about second signing day. You want to be the star of signing day.
Well, right.
Alabama and Ohio State and Georgia,
they're done.
They can't be the star of signing day because they've already got their guys.
They're done.
So who's left that can be the star team on signing day?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I mean, think about it.
And it might be it is still a little early. I'm looking for 3 to 5 guys that can come in and help the program. Portal's interesting. Our rival is a big portal program right now. And they are
Florida State.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of our rivals. They are bringing in a lot of wide receivers. They are obviously have some lack of talent at that position. Well, they've gone hard in the portal and done some of the top guys.
Yeah, they have.
They got the kid from Albany who is like the number one player in the portal.
Yeah, they got a lot of guys from smaller schools.
Yes.
They haven't gotten the guy that didn't get to play at Georgia, so he's transferring.
Yeah.
But they've gotten the guy that was a star at the mid-level school.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of I think what Mike Norvell has done is said, listen, the clock's ticking on me.
Yeah.
We have to win next year.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to win next year, so you better go get a bunch of guys that can play right now. You can't build and sustain that way.
Right.
But you can certainly keep your job that way. And that might be what in retrospect, Dan Mullen, there wasn't the volume of guys. But if you look back at the Van Jeffersons and the John Grenards and the amount of players that Florida got from other programs
sure.
that kept them afloat during the Dan Mullen era. Yeah. So, no, I don't see Billy Napier doing a lot of that. Got the quarterback from Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I don't sense a lot of guys.
No, and I have one more thing I want to talk to you about. The czar of college football, that would be one, Nicholas Saban,
okay.
the godfather, the king,
mm-hmm.
had some interesting points about the NIL. And what we've done now is we've turned this NIL, name, image, likeness, and basically what it is free agency and a chance to make money. But now we're using it to entice kids to our school.
Sure.
In other words,
right.
booster groups are putting together financial packages to hand 5 stars
correct.
Money to
correct.
Come play.
Right.
Which I don't think is what the NIL was originally intended to do.
No, but you had to know it was coming.
But it's coming.
We said on our...
Somebody's got to regulate it, I guess. And right. I don't think the NCAA is strong enough. So right now it's going to stay crazy until somebody comes in and says, wait a minute now. Let's forget the NCAA. Let's name a commissioner of college football. Let's set some rules and let's get going.
I can tell you, I totally agree with all that.
Okay.
But I can tell you, until they do that,
yeah.
we said on our radio show, mm-hmm. and you must have too, that the minute NIL happened, I said, okay, there's going to be a car dealer in Dallas.
Absolutely.
That's going to offer the 5-star recruit $100,000 to be my spokesperson
yeah.
for Dallas Ford.
Okay, but Frank,
if you go to Texas. And there's no rules precluding that.
There aren't. But fast forward 5 years.
Okay.
I think a lot of these businessmen are going to realize, well, that was a waste of money.
Well, but that's,
in this respect, no?
Well, no, because.
Why?
Because they don't care about the advertising
value.
They're
just doing it for their school.
Yes, I mean.
They're doing it for their school.
Yeah, if you thought it was for the advertising value. No, no, Dan, none of these guys are doing it for the advertising
they're
value.
They're doing it because they love their school.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, there's some.
They're willing to right away.
Yes.
Hundreds of thousands, these if not millions of dollars.
These are guys that would give the $100,000 to the player.
To the school.
If they could.
They'd give it to the school.
No, if I promise you, if under Charlie Pell,
yeah.
If,
rest in peace, Charlie.
God bless Charlie Pell.
Love him.
But if it was allowed
yeah.
to find someone to, was he the coach when Emma, or was that Galen? It was
no.
Galen by them.
Yeah.
But if Galen, Charlie, whoever, it was permitted for someone to give Emmett $100,000 to come,
yeah.
he'd have called a booster,
yeah.
and the booster would have said, here's your $100,000. So these business guys, now there's some businesses that are probably trying to benefit from it.
Yeah.
But I think the ones that are benefiting from Olivia Dunn
yeah.
are trying to benefit their business.
Gotcha.
But the ones who are trying to bring football players to Texas,
mm-hmm.
they're just trying to find a way to give the money. They don't care if it helps their business or not, because if not, they'll give it to the next guy.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah, so what did Nick Saban say?
Well, he talked about regulating it. We got to figure out a way to get some rules around it. He didn't think it was what it was intended to do.
Yeah.
And listen, and then somebody said, well, that's just going to make it harder. No, it's not. Nick Saban is going to be just fine.
Well, here's a perfect example. The perfect example of Saban is he's very passionate about the way he thinks you should do things.
Right.
It wasn't that long ago that he said the spread, the up-tempo offenses are dangerous for players, and they're going to hurt players.
Yeah.
And he wanted eye formation and under
That's
center
good point.
And good. And he said, and he was very outspoken about it. Well, guess what? He went to it like everybody else did, and he's winning championships with
championships.
It. He will adapt to whatever you have to adapt to.
It should be fun. This is Monday morning, so we have a national championship game tonight,
yes,
which we're all excited about. So.
Who do you think is going to win? And again, by the time people listen to this, we might have been right or wrong.
Fan, for you orange and blue lovers, Roll Tide.
Well, there's no question. There's no question.
I got a bad feeling Georgia's going to win.
I do too.
I've seen it happen too many times. But if we go by this, and we've talked about this obviously a lot, best coach and best quarterback.
Right.
They're on Alabama.
Yeah. And
Alabama's an underdog again.
Yeah. Best coach and best quarterback are on Alabama.
Yeah.
But pretty damn good coach and a gutsy quarterback who's better than anyone thought
are
on Georgia. This is not like
my friend Shane Matthews had. Right. Did you see his comments the other day?
I did not.
He was just saying, hey, look, the reason Stetson Bennett's playing for Georgia is because he's the best quarterback on their roster.
Right,
which
right.
he's become.
Yeah, and there's no question. Yeah,
you're right.
You're not going to go try to win a national championship with a guy that's not as good as the guy you got sitting.
No.
You're playing the best guy.
But whatever happened to JT Daniels happened.
Yeah.
And Stetson Bennett took advantage.
Yeah. So
and the other kids didn't step up. So there's Stetson
Bennett.
So
Alabama's better at quarterback because Bryce Young's better than every other college quarterback.
Yes.
But Georgia's pretty good there.
Yeah.
Alabama's better at coach because Saban's better than all the coaches.
Yeah.
But Georgia's pretty good there.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of players. I mean,
well, they do.
Do you realize The number of five stars in the game?
I don't want to talk about it.
You brought it up.
Is it time for the podcast to end?
No, just let me finish this. All right. Think about this.
Okay.
The amount of five stars in the game, mm-hmm. 25.
How many five stars were in the Florida State game this year?
Less than 25. Okay. I'm going to go fewer than 25. Back in the day when you and I were young pups, it was the parades. Remember the parade All-Americans?
Oh, yeah.
There weren't stars. You were the parade, a bally. I used to say, you get enough of those parades? You get enough of those Sammy Smiths and Emmets, all those parades?
Guys.
Oh, you got a parade All-American, you'd be good. But these two teams are loaded tonight. So, and I'll tell you, think about this. You want to see who's got the best. I'm not trying to be snob guy, SEC snob guy. This will be the 12th title in 16 years. You know
that's
that, right?
Amazing, man.
12 in 16 years.
Yeah.
And
it's not like the same. I mean, I know Alabama's a dynasty.
But if Georgia wins,
are.
It'll be five different programs.
That's what's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. From 06, no, that's not right. From 96 to 08, mm-hmm. 12 years. Mm-hmm. That 12-year stretch, mm-hmm. the SEC won six of the 12 titles.
Right.
None of them were Alabama. Zero.
How about that?
Did you realize that?
I did not.
Zero. Florida, LSU, and Tennessee combined for those.
For 96, those. Yeah, for sure.
So zero titles. So it's not just Alabama. Mm. If Georgia wins this thing since 1996, six SEC programs.
I'm not willing. I don't really want to add another. Yeah, I like the Twitter guy about the how many days since Georgia won.
Well, that's what you...
I'm looking for that to get updated tomorrow. I don't want that to go to zero.
That's been kind of a fun little thing.
It's fun, and I enjoy that.
Even Dan Mullen had some fun with that one.
Dan Mullen saw on TV again last night. He made it to the national championship game. Congratulations. I know you love him.
Yeah, who was he? I saw you tweet it. What was he on? What was it? ESPN or...
Yeah, one of those ESPNs.
One of the ESPNs?
Yeah. But all them dudes were up there, Galloway and Pollock. And he was up there's Mullen.
Number one, he's really good at that.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to land there. But I told you this before, and I'm not. I said this our last podcast, and this is not a criticism. I'm not ripping him for this.
Yeah.
But he's the happiest fired guy ever.
He really is.
He is not bummed out. He's not gone. And good for him. He's not depressed. He's smiling. He's sending he's tweeting his hot yoga, and he's tweeting his vacations and his Christmas tree, and he's reaching out to Laura Rutledge saying, "Hey, I hope I'm on TV with you guys."
Yeah.
Most coaches are devastated, humiliated, and embarrassed.
Yeah, not him.
He's having a big time.
He got a check paid to the order for six, and I got six more on deck.
Yeah, he did. that'll mitigate the unhappiness. Yes,
it helps.
All right, as we wrap this thing, will they finish strong in recruiting? It sounds like they will.
I think they'll. Yeah, I mean, I think again, I don't think they're going to vault into the top 10.
Right.
But I think they're going to continue to move up, and I think Napier's doing it the right way. You know, he's hired a huge amount of people.
Right.
But
34, I think.
Yeah, but the truth be told, if you go back and look at what Mullen had at his disposal, he had a lot of people as well.
He did.
So it'll be interesting to see when it's done how it
Florida's
evens
been,
out.
Florida's been very careful. I've enjoyed this too.
Yeah.
They not only are hiring a bunch of staff, they want everybody to know they're hiring a bunch of staff. So they've gone to great lengths to tweet every new guy. I mean, if they bring in somebody
new, two or three a day.
They bring in somebody new to sweep the offices. Yeah. That tweet is going to look like it's the best office sweeper of all time.
Again, you know, I'm not so sure that I'm not willing to go help.
Yeah. You go office sweep.
Jacksonville based
office sweeper. You'd be a good office sweeper.
Sweeping guy. Florida, pleased to announce.
Dan thinks Florida beats LSU Wednesday night.
Keep
I do
the
not.
Faith.
That is all things Gators, all things orange and blue. Dan Hicken and Frank Frangie.
Yes, and thank you, Southeast Orthopedic Specialists. Again, if you have any orthopedic needs at all, they take it from someone who knows, se-ortho.com. They are the best. Frank, you have a good week.
You too, Ed.